Joshua, are you listening? Your mom and your Aunt Robin were right. Amazon is now offering full refunds for all hoverboards that it sold in the U.S. and Canada because people are falling off them and some are still catching fire.
What the hell?
That video from a YouTube user named Bile British, it shows someone stepping on a hoverboard that bursts into flames. No one was hurt, but a number of people have been. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. And Mike, tell us just from a business sense, business point of view, what do you make of this? Amazon making refunds on, you know, across the board on this product.
Oh, it's funny. I was laughing at your introduction. I hope my kids are listening, too, because I explained to them that Santa Claus wasn't going to deliver these things. They're too dangerous. But then the neighbor's kids, of course, got one.
Exactly.
So I had a lot of explaining to do. But I think, you know, from Amazon's perspective, it's something they obviously had to do. They're probably the biggest seller, at least one of the biggest sellers of these things in the United States. So they have the most at stake and the most at risk in terms of liability eventually. So it's not that surprising. I think hopefully we'll learn more from them about what exactly their steps are that they're taking with
right.
these things and how you can get your money back.
Well, and also why they're offering a full refund while they're still offering some hoverboards on their site.
It seems there were some reports in December saying that they pulled a few models off
right.
their site, and they informed some customers in the UK, according to the BBC, to just take them and throw them away. So I think they're trying to get to the bottom of which one of these are which varieties are problematic, which brands are problematic, and which ones are safer, and trying to weed out the dangerous ones from their site.
Well, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is recommending that when you use one, you have a fire extinguisher nearby. And we've reported on how it's believed that it's the ion batteries that are catching on fire. But people are also falling. We've all seen the videos. But
right.
who you mentioned they might have liability issues. So Amazon doesn't make this product. It just sells it. So they're making the refunds now. Do they get that money back from the manufacturer? And are they liable for something that someone else has made?
Well, you know, that's all would be up for the courts to decide, but it really clouds the issue because there's so many companies making these. It's sort of a mystery who even invented them, but there's believed to be, you know, 100 or so or even more factories in China making them. At the Consumer Electronics Show recently in Las Vegas, we had a reporter out there, and he wrote that there were more than a dozen companies with this type of product. So it's kind of indicative of the patent problems in China and how a product like this can be sort of copycatted by
right.
many different manufacturers, and they don't all use the same safety standards, especially with the battery packs.
Well, it's also a reminder to people who are so critical of the American government, that's why you have a Consumer Product Safety Commission
exactly.
to help
exactly.
you maneuver this. So, as I said, there are still some being sold, but people can contact Amazon and get a refund.
That's right, for the ones they've purchased. That's right.
Okay. Well, Mike, you and I were right. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News.
We always are.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's here and now.